had a typical path through the draft. I transferred. I had a heart condition. I had a couple things that that were 100% cleared, but I had to make sure the right people knew that. I had more doctors and more everybody calling on my behalf and making sure these teams knew that that's where I fit. I mean, I feel like the key to the draft is just to get drafted and get on the team. I didn't care if it was going to be first round or undrafted. Oh, you got to get on the team. Getting drafted is the easy part. Making the team and contributing during the season is really, really what matters.
You say heart condition and passing, and that, like, it's not that big a deal, but it seems remarkable that somebody with a heart condition is now on an NFL roster. Is that as remarkable as it sounds? How serious was your condition?
It was pretty serious. It happened during a game. My true sophomore year at Georgia Tech, I was starting and had a racing heart during a game, enough to the point where I had to pull myself out, and the doctors pulled me out and thought I would put me under EKG and echo at the stadium there in Miami, and they identified it as this Wolf Parkinson White. When it comes to heart conditions, it's a good one to have because they can fix it 100%. Mm-hmm. So when I heard it was that, I thought football was taken away from me when it was going on. I really thought if you have a heart condition, my career would be done. The next morning, the doctor told me it's correctable. So to get a second chance at football, it really kind of inspired me and renewed my passion for the game to kind of get something taken away, then get it back.
You were thinking football at that point? I mean, I don't mean to be mean about it. It sounds like I'd be more scared of him for my life. I don't know if it was that type of thing, though.
As a 19-year-old kid playing college football, that is your life. It's something I've grown up loving, and I'm passionate about the game. And as much as that's probably where I should have been thinking, but during a game, if you love the game and you're passionate about it, that's where your mind's at. As much as crazy as that may sound, at that time, that's where my mind was at.
Was your life ever in danger from that, or was it not that kind of condition?
My heart racing, I don't remember the exact specifics, but it was elevated enough where the doctors immediately had the ambulance come over. So it was pretty bad. At the time, I was kind of out of it, so I don't remember the specifics, but it wasn't the best situation to be in.
Did they just kind of rewire your heart rate, and it's almost like a pacemaker? Or?
A little bit. It's basically just your heart works like a circuit up and around. Mine was going up and across, so they just burned a little piece of muscle, and now it goes up and around and perfectly good to go. In and out, the procedure was done the day after the game. I was in and out in an hour and walking out that day, and they held me out for a month from Morgan running and working out just as precautionary, but it was a quick turnaround.
Did you ever have to convince teams, or either your college team or the pros, that hey, I'm not going to die on the field? Or,
a lot of teams, especially during the pre-draft visit, I think a lot of the teams had me in was to make sure that I had all the doctor's records. I was traveling with a stack of notes and papers that I had from the best doctors in Atlanta and whoever I'd seen up at Richmond when I transferred that said the heart pathway has been fixed and that there should be no other problems. So just any team that needed it, I had to have the information ready for them.